Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 20. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir heute, Andrea?
Mir geht es super, danke Marc. Und dir?
Ja, auch sehr gut. Es ist unglaublich, dass wir schon in Lektion 20 sind.
Ja, genau. Das finde ich auch. Ja. And today we get the chance to look at what we've been doing in the last 9 episodes.
So it's going to be a bit of a gallop through lots of grammar points, lots of expressions that we've been looking at, but also it's all review. So don't worry too much if you're struggling with any particular aspect of it. You can go back and listen to that particular episode and take things in more detail through there.
That's right.
Okay, so Andrea, what was the first topic that we covered back in lesson 11 of season 3?
The first topic was prepositions with a genitive.
Okay.
So in detail, that means that some of our prepositions that we have in German, they require the use of a genitive. And one of the more well-known prepositions is wegen, because of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are also others like gemäß, according to, or dank, thanks to, or anstelle, instead of. Or what we've seen in some of the travel diaries, entlang, so along something.
Yep. So after all of these, we need to use the genitive, and that means we're going to change our definite article to des and der, if I remember correctly.
Genau, das ist richtig. And our indefinite article?
Eines, einer und eines.
Ja, sehr gut, super, bravo.
We also need to remember that something happens to our masculine singular words, so we would add an S to the end of a masculine singular word.
Yes, for example, die Blätter des Baums.
Des Baums, so the leaves of the tree, and Baums there, the S is just a genitive ending.
Genau, das ist richtig, ja. What is maybe interesting is that there are some masculine nouns that don't end in an S, and there are very few, but one that is very often used is when we speak about Mr. Such and Such. So, die Schuhe des Herrn Müller.
Yeah, so that's slightly different, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a little exception there, yeah.
Okay, for each of these grammar points that we are quickly reviewing, we're either going to give an example or two, or you've got a translation for me to do from either German into English or English into German. So for these genitives with the prepositions and so on, what do you have for us?
I have a couple of translations from German into English.
Okay.
And I'll start with number one. Wegen der lauten Musik musste Heinrich ausziehen.
Oh dear, that's a shame. So ausziehen, to move out. So wegen der lauten Musik, as a result of or because of the loud music, musste Heinrich ausziehen. Heinrich had to move out.
Genau, das ist richtig.
Before we go on, Andrea, can I just ask you, because last time in lesson 319, we were talking about that's why. And here we've got wegen, but could we rework the sentence and have a deswegen? So Heinrich musste ausziehen, deswegen, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we need to have a little bit more information here, because at this point, wegen der lauten Musik musste Heinrich ausziehen. We don't know whether Heinrich was the producer of the loud music or whether he was bothered by someone else's loud music.
I see. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but we could add some information and sagen, Heinrichs Nachbar hörte laute Musik, deswegen musste Heinrich ausziehen.
Yeah, I get it. So I just saw the wegen and I'm thinking, is it linked to deswegen and so on? But yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, good.
Genau. And then our second sentence, gemäß des Büros für Statistik ist jeder Schweizer durchschnittlich 10 Kilogramm Schokolade pro Jahr.
Okay, I think I've partly understood this.
And this is true. Okay, this is a fact.
Can we hear it again?
Ja, gemäß des Büros für Statistik ist jeder Schweizer durchschnittlich 10 Kilogramm Schokolade pro Jahr.
Right, so gemäß is according to, and again we're using a genitive here, so gemäß des Büros für Statistik, according to the Statistic Bureau, ist, and that's double S in there, I'm guessing, ist jeder Schweizer, then what was the next word you said?
Durchschnittlich.
That's a new word for me.
On average.
Ah, okay. So, every Swiss person eats on average 10 kilogram Schokolade pro Jahr. So, 10 kilograms of chocolate per year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chocolate.
Gut, nicht?
Yeah. Yeah, keeping the industry going.
I think I'm going to contribute very much to this statistic.
So you're above average in this one.
Probably, yes.
Okay, so that was some examples of prepositions with the genitive. What's our next topic?
Our next topic is adjectival endings, including the genitive.
So we've already seen the adjectival endings for the nominative, the accusative and the dative. Let's look and focus on the genitive adjectival endings then.
Yes, that's a good idea. So we're going to look at the beautiful tree because it lends itself to these declination exercises. So in the nominative, it would be der schöne Baum.
Yeah, the
and,
beautiful tree.
If we look at the leaves of der schöne Baum, what do we have then in the genitive?
So, first of all, if it were just the tree, the leaves of the tree, as we saw previously, it would be des Baums, and we would add the S ending. But because we are looking at the genitive adjective in here, we would have to say, I think, des schönen Baums.
Yeah, das ist korrekt. Sehr gut. And now we look at the beautiful flower. Yeah, we have die schöne Blume. And if we have the petals of?
The petals of the schönen Blume
schöne
would be
Blume.
Schön. It would be the schönen Blume, der schönen Blume.
Genau, richtig. And for our das, we have das schöne Edelweiß, one of my favorite flowers.
Okay.
And we have, for example, die Farbe, the color of the schöne Edelweiß.
Right, so that then becomes, again, it's das, so that would become des schönen, and I think we also need to add the S to the end, but because it ends in an S sound, we add an ES.
That's correct, yeah.
So des schönen Edelweißes.
Genau, das ist richtig, yeah. So we need that E in there, otherwise we have a triple S and it doesn't sound so good, yeah. We could add also the E to the Baum, but we don't have to. So we could say des schönen Baumes, but we don't have to.
Okay.
And then we have the beautiful roses, yeah, die schönen Rosen. And maybe we have der Duft, yeah, the
aroma.
The smell.
Yeah,
the aroma. Of die schönen Rosen, what would that be in the genitive?
So the adjective would be the same, schönen, and the article would change to der schönen Rosen.
Genau, so what we see here is in the genitive with the definite article, we have schönen, 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 and schönen.
They're all the same, yeah.
I think we can remember this. And with the indefinite article, we have schönen, 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 and then a slight change for the plural, schöner.
Schöner, yeah. So schöner
because
Rosen.
we don't have an article, yeah. So if we look at this ein schöner Baum, what would that be in the genitive?
In the genitive, then we are sticking with schönen, but we change the article to eines. So eines schönen Baums.
Genau, und eine schöne Blume.
That would become einer schönen Blume.
Super, und ein schönes Edelweiß.
Eines schönen Edelweißes.
Genau, and then we have schöne Rosen, because we don't have an indefinite article in the plural.
So that becomes schöner Rosen.
Genau, so der Duft schöner Rosen ist betörend.
Okay, lovely. Yeah.
Sehr gut. So I have one further example which you can maybe translate into English. Samuel erzählt die Geschichte einer alten grünen Pferdekutsche.
Right. What's a kutsche again?
A carriage, a horse carriage.
Ah, so Pferdekutsche. Right, okay. So Samuel erzählt die Geschichte. So Samuel tells the story einer alten grünen Pferdekutsche of an old green horse carriage.
Genau, sehr gut, super. Sehr gut.
Okay. So what's next in our review?
Next, we're looking at the use of the future tense for assumptions, plans, or promises. And we're building the future tense in German with the verb werden plus infinitive.
Okay.
And as we've discussed also in the main episode where we talked about this, is that very often when we speak about things happening tomorrow or in the future, we can use the present tense because we have adverbs that say when this is happening. So zum Beispiel, morgen gehe ich schwimmen.
Yeah, yeah. So using a present tense to convey a future idea.
Genau. But here we're using the future tense to express an assumption or a plan or maybe a promise. And I have a few examples for you.
Okay.
The first example is, Maria verspricht, dass sie nie mehr ohne Handy aus dem Haus gehen wird.
Okay, so Maria verspricht, she promises, dass sie nie mehr ohne Handy aus dem Haus gehen wird, that she will no longer...
Or never again.
Yeah, okay, or never again, so that she will never again leave the house without her mobile phone or cell phone.
Ja, das ist richtig. Genau, sehr gut. And my second example, in einer Woche wird Karls neues Haus fertig werden.
So, in einer Woche, in 1 week's time, wird Karls neues Haus fertig werden. Karls new house will be ready.
Ja, so the one werden is to become, ja? And that's the werden. And the wird is the future tense.
Yep, so it will become ready, literally.
Genau. And my third and last example, ich habe Angst vor der Prüfung. And someone else says, ach, keine Sorge, du wirst sicher bestehen.
Okay, so ich habe Angst vor der Prüfung. Is that I am worried about the exam?
Genau, so Angst haben vor etwas is to be afraid of something.
Okay, so I'm scared about the exam. Ach, keine Sorge, no worries, don't worry. Du wirst sicher bestehen. You will surely pass. You'll pass, I'm sure.
Okay, sehr gut. So, Mark, do you think you can do one translation from English into German?
Yeah, I'll have a go.
Okay, so you're going to promise someone that you will never again forget their birthday.
Right, so I'm going to use nie mehr, as you suggested in our previous example. So I'll never forget your birthday. Ich werde deinen Geburtstag nie mehr vergessen, Andrea. Es tut mir leid.
Ja, very good. Okay, das will ich hoffen. Ja.
Okay, so that was using the future tense with the wird plus infinitive for assumptions or plans or promises, as I'm promising never to forget your birthday again.
Sehr gut, super. So, and I promise that we have another topic.
Okay.
Yeah, that is quite interesting. And we looked at connectors that express time, that give an indication of time.
Okay. So give us some examples of these.
So one of the examples would be so lange.
Like as long as.
Genau. Oder als.
It's just when.
When in the past, yeah. Und sobald.
As soon as.
Ja, genau. Nachdem.
After.
Und während.
And that's like while, during something is taking place.
Genau. And I have some examples for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Sobald du deinen Führerschein gemacht hast, fahren wir zusammen nach Frankreich.
Okay, so sobald du deinen Führerschein gemacht hast, so as soon as you have got your driver's license, fahren wir zusammen nach Frankreich. We will drive together to France.
Genau, super. Ja? And another one? Solange Daniel nicht die Schuhe anhat, können wir nicht aus dem Haus.
Right, okay. I'm kind of thinking there's a family getting ready to go out, but Daniel's not putting his shoes on. So, solange Daniel nicht die Schuhe anhat, so as long as Daniel hasn't got his shoes on, können wir nicht aus dem Haus, we can't leave the house.
Genau, sehr gut. I have now one last exercise for you on this topic, and I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yeah. And you have to go slightly back in time to answer this question.
Okay, right. I'll have a go.
So, Mark, mochtest du Trickfilme, als du ein Kind warst?
Also, als ich ein Kind war, fand ich Trickfilme super.
Sehr gut, bravo.
So you asked me, when I was a child, did I like cartoons, Trickfilme?
Genau, das ist richtig.
And I said I found them great, I found them super.
Super, sehr gut, bravo.
Okay, let's fit in one more review topic before our break.
Sure. Our fifth topic today is relative clauses, including relative clauses in the genitive.
Ooh, this is a tricky one.
Yeah, so we have seen relative clauses in our other cases, and they all require a relative pronoun.
Yeah.
For example, das ist die Lehrerin, der ich Schokolade geschenkt habe.
So that is the teacher to whom I have sent a chocolate.
Yeah, geschenkt is
to gift. Given. Yeah, it's given as a present. Sorry, yeah.
So, and there we have the der, which is the relative pronoun in the dative. Yeah? And now what we did in that episode is that we looked at the relative clauses with the genitive pronoun. Yeah? And do you remember the genitive pronouns for relative clauses?
I think I do. I'm really getting stretched here. So we've got masculine, feminine, neuter, and plural. I think they go like this. So dessen, deren, dessen, deren.
Ja, zum Beispiel, das ist der Mann, dessen Schuhe vor der Tür stehen.
Okay, so that is the man, dessen Schuhe, whose shoes vor der Tür stehen, are in front of the door.
Genau, das ist richtig, ja. And the same happens when it's the child, ja, das Kind, dessen Schuhe vor der Tür stehen.
Yeah, so the child whose shoes are in front of the door.
And when it's feminine singular, die Frau, deren Schuhe vor der Tür stehen.
Yep, deren, so same idea, whose shoes.
And it's like, it's people, yeah? Die Leute, deren Schuhe vor der Tür stehen.
So in the plural again, deren, so dessen, deren, dessen, deren.
Genau, das ist richtig, ja? Yeah? Now I have a couple of exercises for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to read a sentence and go beep when you have to fill in the missing pronoun.
Okay, let's try this.
Karl hat seine Tante besucht. Beep. Haus am See ist.
Okay, so what you're saying here is Karl visited his aunt whose house is on the lake.
Genau, ja.
So, it's Karl hat seine Tante besucht. Whose house? So the who is referring to the aunt. Therefore, we need to use the feminine version. Deren Haus am See ist.
Genau, richtig. Sehr gut. And I have another one. Marlies will in das Hotel, beep, Poollandschaft, ein Salzwasserbecken hat.
Right, okay. So I think what you're saying here is that Marlies wants to go to the hotel whose pool area has a saltwater pool, yeah?
Ja, genau, richtig. Sehr gut, super.
So, it's this time das Hotel. So we need dessen Poollandschaft ein Salzwasserbecken hat.
Genau, das ist richtig. Bravo, well done.
Okay, so dessen, deren, I think we need a little break after this to let all of this go in, and we'll be back in just a moment to go through the remaining topics that we covered.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break German Season 3, we're also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your German.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode where Andrea will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the topic of each lesson. And of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakgerman.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
In this review episode of Coffee Break German, we're going through all of the topics that we've covered between lessons 11 and 19. So what's next on our plan here, Andrea?
Our next topic is temporal prepositions.
Okay, so prepositions that involve time in some way. So these are things like since, for, from, until, and so on.
That's exactly it. And we look at also what case they use.
Yeah, okay, so let's go through these.
Yeah, so as you said, we have since and these things. And in German, we are using the word Zeit with a T.
Yeah, Zeit.
At the end, Zeit.
And that takes the dative, doesn't it?
Yeah, it takes the dative. So we're going first through some that need a dative, and Zeit is one of them. So it's, for example, seit einem Jahr.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for a year, since a year ago.
Yeah, so then we have ab.
So that's from.
Mm-hmm. So, ab 9 Uhr möchte ich fernsehen.
Yeah, so from 9 o'clock I want to watch the TV.
Mm-hmm. And then we have von bis.
So, from until.
Mm-hmm. Der Deutschunterricht findet von 7 bis 8 Uhr statt.
So, the German class takes place from 7 until 9, no, 7 until 8, I think you said.
Genau, das ist richtig, ja? You're so studious, Mark.
I wanted to do it until 9, yeah.
Participate from 7 until 9. And then we have an, which we use for a date or maybe a day of the week. So, mein Geburtstag ist am 1. Januar. That's not true. Okay.
So I just need to remember because I don't want to forget your birthday again.
Yes.
So am is obviously an dem, and my birthday, as you said, is on the 1st of January in your example. Okay.
Genau. Or I could also say mein Geburtstag ist am Samstag.
Yeah, it's on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And then we have nach. And here we mean the nach, the means the after.
Mm-hmm. So after, nach.
Zum Beispiel, komm nach dem Sport noch in die Bar.
Okay, so come after you do some sport at the gym or something like that, come to the bar.
Genau, richtig. And then we have in, and this is a time in, not a place in.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, ich sehe dich in 5 Minuten.
I'll see you in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And the last one in this category is zwischen something und.
So between something and something else.
Genau, ja, also zwischen heute und morgen muss ich die Wohnung putzen.
Right, so between today and tomorrow I need to clean the flat. And I'm taking it that zwischen und here is also a time rather than between Hamburg and Frankfurt.
Genau, ja, also we could also say the train arrives, so der Zug kommt an zwischen 7 und 8 Uhr. Ja, so it's not a Swiss train, so we don't really know exactly when it arrives. Yeah.
Okay. Right, so those all take the dative. Now, are there ones that take, are there time, prepositions of time which take the genitive, for example?
Yes, and I have one here on my list, and it's während, ja?
So during.
So, ja, genau. So, während der Pause trinke ich einen Kaffee.
So during the pause, the break, I have a coffee. And indeed, that's the perfect solution for learning German, a coffee break.
Exactly. And I can give you an example with this also that where the genitive is very visible.
Okay, that would be good.
Während des Unterrichts darf man nicht essen.
So during the lesson, während des Unterrichts darf man nicht essen. You are not allowed to eat. You can't eat.
Genau.
Okay.
So I have one translation exercise for you, Mark. From English into German.
Okay, right.
Yeah. So we have Michael or Michael has availability between Tuesday and Thursday. And the word for availability is Verfügbarkeit.
Oh, a nice word. Okay, Verfügbarkeit. So Michael has availability between Tuesday and Thursday. Michael hat Verfügbarkeit zwischen Dienstag und Donnerstag.
Sehr gut, super, bravo.
Okay, so that was back in lesson 16. So what about lesson 17?
So lesson 17 was all about adverbs that act as qualifiers.
Right, now I seem to remember that we categorized these and that there were quite a lot of them.
Yes, there were quite a few of them. So if listeners want to go and look at them, maybe they can listen to episode 317 again to refresh their memory. And today, so I'm quickly going to say what categories we have here. We have a category that mitigates the adjective or the adverb that we're describing. So, for example, ziemlich.
Quite.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I say, dein Kuchen schmeckt ziemlich gut, this is not necessarily a compliment.
Yeah, so your what did you say? Sorry, tastes dein Kuchen.
Der Kuchen, yeah, so dein Kuchen.
Your cake tastes quite good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not what I want to hear about my cakes, yeah? And then the second category is more reinforcing the adverb or adjective that we're describing. And here an easy one is sehr.
Yeah, so very. There was one that I particularly liked. It was außerordentlich, I think.
Genau, so außerordentlich is extraordinarily. So dein Kuchen schmeckt außerordentlich gut.
Yeah, that's definitely what you want to hear.
Genau. And then our third group is making things more absolute. And that's why one of our adverbs there is auch absolut.
Right, so absolutely.
So zum Beispiel, das ist absolut fantastisch.
So it's absolutely great.
Genau, super. So I have a couple of exercises for you.
Okay.
And they're from English into German.
Okay.
You ready?
I'll have a go.
In Spain, it is incredibly hot at the moment.
Right. I'll have a think about this. In Spain, it is incredibly hot at the moment. So in Spanien, then swap around our verb and subject, ist es im Moment unglaublich heiß.
Genau, sehr gut, super. So unglaublich is our qualifier there. Yeah? Okay. And the second one, Manuela finds her new course quite good.
So, Manuela finds her new course quite good. Right, when you think about the adjective endings here. So, Manuela findet ihren neuen Kurs ziemlich gut.
Genau. Ja. Sehr gut. Super.
Right. Let's move on. What did we do in lesson 18?
So in lesson 18, we looked at reflexive verbs that have a dative preposition.
Right. So we had seen reflexive verbs previously, but they typically used accusative prepositions like ich wasche mich and so on. But then that time we were looking at I wash to me the hands. Ich wasche mir die Hände.
Genau. So this is when we do something to ourselves, but it's not just ich wasche mich, because that would be an accusative, but we do something with a part of our body. So this is, sounds very abstract yeah. and a bit weird, but your example with the hands is very good. So ich wasche mir die Hände.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were also examples when the expression was kind of like an expression in itself. I'm thinking about the one about effort.
Ja, genau. So, du gibst dir Mühe.
So, you make an effort.
Genau. Mark, du gibst dir Mühe, Deutsch zu lernen.
Yeah, I make an effort to learn German. Und ab und so ist das ein bisschen schwierig.
Schwierig, ja, ja.
So we've looked at washing hands and making an effort. Obviously, there were more of these expressions, but if you would like to review these, then make sure you listen again to lesson 18. Perhaps we could just practice this with a few examples, Andrea.
Yes, sure. So my first example in German is ich kann mir meine eigene Telefonnummer nicht gut merken.
Ich auch nicht. So, I like this one. Merken was in the affirmative. It was to keep in mind, to keep something in mind. But when it's in the negative, it's about forgetting something when it slips out of your mind.
Ja, genau, das ist richtig. Ja,
so,
aha, das ist richtig.
I can't remember my own telephone number.
Genau, nicht gut, I can't remember it well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, genau. And then I have, for the second sentence, I have an exercise for you where I go beep again.
Oh, right, okay.
And you fill in the correct pronoun.
Okay, have a go.
Genau, so it's Paul und Marianne stellen beep ihre Flitterwochen ganz toll vor.
Okay, so Paul und Marianne stellen something ihre Flitterwochen ganz toll vor. Right, so this is vorstellen. Paul und Marianne imagine.
Ja.
Their Flitterwochen, is that the honeymoon?
Ja, genau,
right.
Ja.
So they imagine their honeymoon will be great, but we need a reflexive pronoun in there.
Genau.
So I think it must be sich.
Ja, genau. So it's sich, ja? Paul und Marianne.
That's a trick one, Andrea, because the accusative reflexive pronoun is sich as well.
That is very true. Okay, so but to make it maybe a bit more obvious, we could say, du stellst dir deine oder eure Flitterwochen ganz toll vor.
Yeah. So you are imagining your honeymoon as being great.
Okay, very well done, Mark. And I have a second exercise for you, where again I go beep.
Yeah.
Okay. Kinder wascht beep vor dem Essen die Hände.
Right, so this is similar to what we mentioned earlier about washing to yourself the hands. So Kinder wascht euch vor dem Essen die Hände.
Genau, das ist richtig. Bravo, sehr gut.
Okay, so that was episode 318. What about, season 3, episode 18. What about season 3, episode 19? Because we just did that last time and we were looking at connecting adverbs, which either meant that's why or therefore.
Genau, so we described this in the main episode, how very slight the difference is between these two categories, and that in English we could say for both categories so.
So indeed, yeah. So how to translate so into German in this way to join two phrases.
Genau, and our that's why categories, where we focus more on the reason, is deswegen, deshalb, daher, and your favorite, darum.
Darum, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And see if I can remember the other ones. So these were the ones where we were focusing on the consequence. So that would be also, folglich, demzufolge, that's my favorite, and somit.
Genau, sehr gut. Okay. And I have a couple of examples where we can see these in action.
Mm-hmm.
The first example, Dirk hat seinen Geldbeutel verloren, daher musste sich Geld von seiner Mutter ausleihen.
Okay, so Dirk hat seinen Geldbeutel verloren. He lost his wallet. Daher musste sich Geld von seiner Mutter ausleihen. That's why he had to borrow money from his mother.
Genau, das ist richtig, ja? And my second example. Sie hatten im Supermarkt keine Trauben, also werden wir für unseren Fruchtsalat Blaubeeren benutzen.
That is exactly what I did this morning when I was making my lunch, believe it or not. So, sie hatten im Supermarkt keine Trauben, so they didn't have any grapes at the supermarket. Also werden wir für unseren Fruchtsalat Blaubeeren benutzen. So, as a consequence, we will use blueberries for our fruit salad.
Genau, das ist richtig. And my last example. Rita will nächstes Jahr nach China ziehen. Deshalb lernt sie Chinesisch.
Okay, so Rita will nächstes Jahr nach China ziehen. So she wants to move to China next year. So that's the reason. Deshalb lernt sie Chinesisch. That's why she's learning Chinese. And hopefully she's using Coffee Break Chinese to do so.
Ja, absolut, ja.
Okay, so we have gone through a huge amount of content over the past 9 lessons, and we hope that this review has been useful to you. Next time, we'll be focusing on a new topic, taking things forward with our German, and I'm looking forward to that. However, of course, there is more from this lesson. You can access our bonus materials, which include a nice text that we can practice some of these different language points, and also our translation challenges. And all of that can be found over at the Coffee Break Academy, coffeebreakacademy.com. For now, Andrea, we're halfway through. Vielen Dank for the past 20 lessons.
Vielen Dank, Marc, für deine Mühe.
Danke sehr. Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.